The rain practice. You can practice the steps of rain during a formal meditation or whenever a difficult emotion arises. You can call on it in the midst of daily life. Either way, the key is to be conscious and purposeful as you initiate the practice, knowing that you're offering a committed presence to what is true, to what is here, and to what is now. So we begin the practice of rain together, finding a posture that allows a sense of presence and ease, grounded and stable, and with alertness, relaxing any obvious tension that you notice. Closing the eyes or lowering the gaze if that feels comfortable. Allow the awareness to be drawn inward. Let the eyes and the face be soft. Loosen the jaw. Relax the tongue. And soften the shoulders. And let the arms and hands rest easily, allowing the belly to be soft and the breath to be natural. And sensing the area of the heart, and let the heart be soft as well, to receive whatever arises with a spirit of kindness and compassion. Feeling the entire body seated at rest with this embodied presence, and establish mindful awareness here and now. And taking some deep, full breaths, a deep in-breath and a slow out-breath, filling the chest, filling the lungs, and again, a deep inhale and a slow exhale. Feeling the sensations of the breath as you inhale and exhale. And letting the breath resume its natural rhythm. Just feeling this body breathing. And bringing to mind a situation in your life where you get emotionally stuck, where in some way there's a repeated pattern of thoughts or emotions and reactivity, and something that's painful and causes suffering, and picking something that's not overwhelming or traumatic, just something that's upsetting or annoying. On a scale of 1 to 10, picking something that's between a 3 and a 5. Not too intense. And something that brings up perhaps feelings of anger or hurt or fear. It might be in relationship, where you find yourself feeling insecure or upset or hurt. It might be an addictive behavior, where you feel out of control. It might have something to do with your work, where you feel intimidated or disengaged, or perhaps something to do with your health. And reflect on a situation as if you're watching a movie. And you could stop right at that segment, the one that most expresses where you get stuck, or you're about to go into a real reactivity, where you feel triggered. And notice what's happening. And if another person's involved, what that person might be saying, the expression on their face, and aware of your own behaviors. And sensing what's most difficult about what's going on. What you most don't like or fear. Recognizing and allowing for now, as if you're putting a frame around the picture and you're just pausing and letting this experience be exactly as it is, allowing it to be right here, and just to name what you were aware of, what's most about the foreground of this experience inside of you. What you're aware of inside of you. What's happening right now? What are you feeling? And sense the possibility of allowing, and in some ways saying, okay, this exists. And just let it be for now. And the word yes. Saying yes. This is here. Recognizing and allowing. Letting life be enables us to deepen the attention some with the investigating, and it allows us to become intimate with what's asking for attention. So you might begin by sensing the worst part of the situation, and perhaps noticing the thoughts that are going on around in your mind with what's happening. What are you believing in this moment? About yourself. About another, if it has to do with another person. Or your life. It might be the kind of belief of, I'm not loved, or I'm not lovable, or I'm not worthy or deserving, or I'll fail at anything I do, or I'm not liked or valued. There may not be a belief that's real evident at this moment, and that's fine too. Just check to see. And whatever you find, you might let the awareness scan down into the body and just feel, what are you aware of in your body? As you sense the worst part of the situation, what you're most afraid of or upset about. And feel your body. You might feel your throat or your chest, your belly. And as you investigate, invite the feeling just to be as big as it is, as intense or as deep, as large. You might let it express itself in your face. Experiment with that a little. Allowing your face to reflect what you're feeling inside. And feeling again into your body. And as you're investigating, discover what this experience is like. Let your attention be to regard with kindness what you're experiencing. And notice what happens with the intention to be gentle. This is investigating and offering an intimate attention. And the fear or the sadness or anger, the hurt, recognizing it and contacting it, feeling what's here to be felt. Regarding it with kindness. And asking this place inside of you, the place of most difficulty, what do you need from me? What do you want from me? And as you sense what is needed, what is your natural response? You might offer yourself a wise message, or you might gently place your hand on your heart. Feel free to experiment with ways of befriending yourself. What would be most supportive to you in this moment? As you do, you might sense the presence that is here, that there's a quality of tender, wakeful presence that you can begin to just rest in this presence more and more. Just to get a glimpse and sense of this background of presence is the fruit of rain, that the waves can continue to be here, like the waves on the ocean. But there's a sense of this natural loving awareness, the space of tenderness that can include what's here, moment to moment, and breath by breath. And resting in the heart space where everything that is welcome. And as we close our practice, feeling yourself sitting or in whatever posture you're in, and sensing your whole body being breathed, and the life force inside of you. Feeling the breath as it flows in and out. And we'll close our practice with the sound of the bells.